This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner, in for Kai Ristall. When you hear the words big banks, what comes to mind? Too big to fail, government bailout, trading losses, derivatives nobody understands? Well, 4 years after the financial crisis and supposedly serious financial reform, people still don't trust banks. Public faith in banks is at an all-time low. Jesse Eisinger writes about why in this month's cover story in The Atlantic. Mr. Eisinger, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
You say that big banks are too big and too opaque. What do you mean by opaque?
Well, what we talk about is that the bank financial statements are truly incomprehensible. And we're not talking about incomprehensible to a layman, to a plumber, or to your grandmother. We're talking about incomprehensible to people like the people who make accounting standards or incredibly sophisticated investors, even bank executives themselves. They don't understand what's inside giant American banks. And that really causes big problems both for the economy and for the fragility of our markets.
When did this happen? I mean, we had the 2008 financial crisis. Supposedly, we had reforms. You would think then that things would be more transparent.
Exactly. Now, you know, after the financial crisis, we had big reforms. So you'd think that things were getting better. In fact, they're not. They're probably worse than ever. The biggest banks are even bigger than ever, and their financials are as opaque and impenetrable as ever.
If people in the know don't understand what's inside the big banks, what does that mean for the economy?
We have essentially dry rot. It creeps in very slowly. It's kind of unnoticed, but it means that the foundation is incredibly weak. So it means, one, that bankers are not making the kinds of loans that they should make because they don't understand their own institutions. They don't understand the vulnerabilities of their trading partners. And then the real problem is that the foundations are so weak because of this rot that the slightest wind can really blow the foundation down. So they're very vulnerable to a crisis. But meanwhile, we have this drag on the economy.
Now, you write about Wells Fargo, a supposedly very conservative bank, and you tried to decipher their annual report, and you didn't get very far or very much help from Wells Fargo. Tell us about that.
Wells Fargo is an incredibly popular bank, a solid American bank. And so we tried to go through their annual report to see what we could understand and what we couldn't understand. And it turns out that you can't understand enormous corners of the bank, trillions and trillions of dollars of assets that are both on their balance sheet and actually that they're exposed to, but that are technically off their balance sheet. And Wells Fargo, which complies with all the requirements, the legal requirements to disclose, as far as we could tell, doesn't help you understand them either.
You say that faith in banks is at an all-time low. What do you think can be done about that?
So one is that bankers need to go to prison if they are misleading.
And let me ask you, has any American banker ever gone to jail in our country?
Yes, but not since the financial crisis. So American bankers used to go to prison when we had the savings and loan scandal, big debacle in the first Bush administration.
Right.
Lots of American bankers went to prison.
Right.
But since the financial crisis, not a single high-ranking bank executive from any of the major banks has gone to prison.
So aside from the threat of jail time, what else can be done to restore faith in banks?
I am hopeful. I think that you could have a kind of grand bargain where you said to these banks, look, you have to do all this, thousands and thousands of pages of paperwork for all these multiple regulators that we have overseeing you. And there could be a grand bargain that says we'll give you less regulation for much better, more meaningful disclosure. The banks would be, I think, would take that bargain and the American public would benefit.
Jesse Eisinger co-wrote the cover article, What's Inside America's Banks, in this month's edition of The Atlantic. Mr. Eisinger, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.